From the Rutabaga Stories of Carl Sandburg, the story of Blixey Bimmer and the power of the gold buckskin whincher. Blixey Bimmer grew up looking for luck. If she found a horseshoe, she took it home and put it on the wall of her room with a ribbon tied to it. She would look at the moon through her fingers, under her arms, over her right shoulder, but never, never over her left shoulder. She listened and picked up everything anybody had said about the groundhog and whether the groundhog saw his shadow when he came out the 2nd of February. If she dreamed of onions, she knew the next day she would find a silver spoon. If she dreamed of fishes, she knew the next day she would meet a strange man who would call her by her first name. She grew up looking for luck. She was 16 years old and quite a girl, with her skirts down to her shoe tops, when something happened. She was going to the post office to see if there was a letter for her from Peter Potato Blossom Wishes, her best chum, or a letter from Jimmy the Flea, her best friend she kept steady company with. Jimmy the Flea was a climber. He climbed skyscrapers and flagpoles and smokestacks and was a famous steeplejack. Blixey Bimmer liked him because he was a steeplejack a little, but more because he was a whistler. Every time Blixey said to Jimmy, "I got the blues, whistle the blues out of me," Jimmy would just naturally whistle till the blues went naturally away from Blixey. On the way to the post office, Blixey found a gold buckskin whincher. There it lay in the middle of the sidewalk. How and why it came to be there, she never knew, and nobody ever told her. "It's luck," she said to herself as she picked it up quick, and so she took it home and fixed it on a little chain and wore it around her neck. She did not know, and nobody ever told her, a gold buckskin whincher is different from just a plain common whincher. It has a power, and if a thing has a power over you, then you just naturally can't help yourself. So around her neck, fixed on a little chain, Blixey Bimmer wore the gold buckskin whincher and never knew it had a power, and all the time the power was working. The first man you meet with an X in his name, you must fall head over heels in love with, said the silent power in the gold buckskin whincher. And that was why Blixey Bimmer stopped at the post office and went again, asking the clerk at the post office window if he was sure there wasn't a letter for her. The name of the clerk was Silas Baxby. For 6 weeks he kept steady company with Blixey Bimmer, and they went to dances, hayrack rides, picnics, and hijinks together. All the time the power in the gold buckskin whincher was working. It was hanging by a little chain around her neck and always working. It was saying, "The next man you meet with two X's in his name, you must leave all and fall head over heels in love with him." She met the high school principal. His name was Fritz Axebax. Blixey dropped her eyes before him and threw smiles at him, and for 6 weeks he kept steady company with Blixey Bimmer. They went to dances, hayrack rides, picnics, and hijinks together. "Why do you keep him for steady company?" her relatives asked. "It's a power he's got," Blixey answered. "I just can't help it. It's a power." "One of his feet is bigger than the other. How can you keep steady company with him?" they asked again. All she could answer was, "It's a power." All the time, of course, the gold buckskin whincher on the little chain around her neck was working. It was saying, if she meets a man with three X's in his name, she must fall head over heels in love with him. At the band concert in the public square one night, she met James Sixpix Dix. There was no helping it. She dropped her eyes and threw her smiles at him, and for 6 weeks they kept steady company, going to band concerts, dances, hayrack rides, picnics, and hijinks together. "Why do you keep steady company with him? He's a musical soup-eater," her relatives said to her, and she answered, "It's a power. I can't help myself." Leaning down with her head in a rainwater cistern one day, listening to the echoes against the strange wooden walls of the cistern, the gold buckskin whincher on the little chain around her neck slipped off and fell into the rainwater. "My luck is gone," said Blixey. Then she went into the house and made two telephone calls. One was to James Sixpix Dix, telling him she couldn't keep the date with him that night. The other was to Jimmy the Flea, the climber, the steeplejack. "Come on over. I got the blues, and I want you to whistle him away," was what she telephoned Jimmy the Flea. "And so if you ever come across a gold buckskin whincher, be careful, it's got a power. It'll make you fall head over heels in love with the next man you meet with an X in his name. Or it'll do other strange things, because different winchers have different powers."